This morning, Novak Djokovic beat Roger Federer to reach the men's finals of the Australian Open. We'll find out who his opponent is tomorrow. On the women's side, the final match is set between Serena Williams and Germany's Angelique Kerber. And both Williams and Federer, they're 34 years old, and yet one is playing at the top of her game. And there have been calls for the other to retire. Mike Pesca is Here and Now sports analyst. He hosts the daily podcast, The Gist, at Slate.com. And he joins us now from Chicago, where he'll be hosting Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me this weekend. Hey there, Mike.
Hello.
So, Serena won, Federer lost. What's the latest from the courts in Australia?
Well, Serena is just looking like her dominant self. The cliche is that the only person who could beat Serena is Serena. And, you know, every once in a while, some 80th ranked Italian player actually gives lie to that cliche. But, you know, she's just so good and so dominant. And Federer, on the waning side of his career, is still one of the great players in the world. But against Djokovic, who actually wasn't having a great tournament, he had 100 unforced errors in a win in an earlier round. But Federer is not exactly the, even though we could say he is the greatest or among the greatest, but, you know, in terms of number of titles, the greatest of all time. Right now, not the top ranked, Serena still absolutely dominant.
So why do you think there, I mean, maybe that's the reason, but there seems to be a lot of talk between the difference between Serena and Federer. Like we said a little earlier, like everyone's saying Serena is the dominant force in women's tennis, if not all of tennis. And there have been folks saying, hey, Roger, it may be time for you to hang it up.
Well, they were saying that, you know, they've been saying that for a while, and he made the finals of the U.S. Open and gave fans a great match there, and he's making the semifinals. So we're talking about a player who is still one of the two or three or maybe four, if Rafael Nadal is healthy, best players in the world. So when we talk about in team sports, I know there is the specter of the player whose skills have diminished, and we see Derek Jeter trying to scratch out a hit and not being able to catch up to certain pitches, and we see in the NBA, Kobe Bryant, at least in the beginning of the season, certainly embarrassing himself, although I say that's his call whether he wants to be embarrassed. In tennis, when people are saying, oh, Federer's era is over, you're still talking about one of the three best players in the world. You're not talking about someone who's below average in their sport. So I think the talk is more than premature. I think it's selfish. I think it's maybe fans wanting players only to be as great as they always are at their peak. I've checked out physiology. It doesn't work like that.
Yeah, I was just going to say, you, I think you nailed it, right? Because it says more about us as fans who expect perfection as we're sitting on our couches, like eating pizza and drinking beer and watching these tennis matches.
And the players know their bodies, and fans are always quick to say, oh, that's it. Anytime you go, you inch past 32 years old and you have one bad stumble, that's it. Your career is on the waning side. But, you know, you could wane for a while. And what Federer has done is he's reinvented his game, I think, in an interesting way. So I think it's really more interesting to watch Federer than it ever has been before. He's debuted this thing called the sneak attack by Roger. He charges the net at times. And it's a different kind of tennis. And it surprises opponents. And it's a little more cerebral. And that is a trend. When athletes get older, instead of just being able to outperform their opponents with their bodies, they have to outthink their opponents. And we're seeing that with the NFL, where Peyton Manning is not even in the top 25 quarterbacks in terms of things like arm strength or, you know, measurable, tangible skills you'd want a quarterback to have. But since he's brilliant, he's in the Super Bowl. Yeah. He's 39 years old.
You know, I have to say, as a full-blown Gen Xer, I just even love the fact that we're having this conversation because, you know, for tennis, for example, it wasn't that long ago where people were just expected to peak, what, in their late teens? And now we're talking about people who are still dominant in their mid-30s.
Yeah, well, we were, I think, maybe a little bit ignorant, just societally, sports-wise. We rushed these teenagers out there, and we had a couple of cases of flash-in-the-pan syndrome. Then if you want to talk about specific players, Monica Seles was attacked. Jennifer Capriati had some run-ins with drugs. So it's really hard to mentally be as dominant as some of these players are, and it's hard physically to do it. And, you know, that's what we're seeing with Nadal. Nadal was on a pace to set records, but his back betrayed him. Maybe he'll get it back. Sharapova, similar situation.
Yeah. Well, but I have to ask one more time, though, Mike. I mean, so it's great that Federer is still good, if not great, at 34. It's awesome that Serena's dominating at 34. But, you know, when is it the right time for an athlete to say, nope, I'm ready to step off the stage?
Well, I think that's up to the athlete. And in the case of team sports, if you're not hurting your team, if a team wants to sign you, if you're earning your contract, those are maybe considerations. People always talk about Willie Mays stumbling in the outfield his last year as a member of the New York Mets. But that's Willie Mays' legacy. And when I think of Willie Mays, I don't think of him in a Mets uniform. I can't even conjure that picture of him in a Mets uniform. And when we're talking about individual sports, if you could go out there and make semifinals and finals, you're far from having to retire. And even if it comes to second round losses, I mean, normally the mentality of a champion is they can't take it, but if they want to keep playing, then let that player keep playing. Yeah, plus there are senior tours and exhibitions. You can still get the roar of the crowd if that's your thing.
Mike Pesca, always loving the roar of the crowd. He's here in Now's sports analyst, and he also hosts the daily podcast, The Gist, at Slate.com. Always great to talk to you, Mike. Thanks so much.
You're welcome.